Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And a special good evening to my buddy Natasha out on the island of Cyprus, out in the Mediterranean. Had a nice call with her this morning via Skype. Think about that. Amazing. Just picked up the Skype and talked to somebody in Cyprus, where it is a banking holiday on the 1st of April. The name of the show, The Power of Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand, GZO, Eloquent Online, Nike Van Wyck, whatever it may be, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you by XDI Incorporated, Express Data Incorporated, xraydeltaindia.com. Regarding tax forms, I must say you guys happen to be one of the easiest vendors to work with ever. All caps, exclamation point. Can't say enough about how much I appreciate you and your staff. Jessica Price said that, Senior Core Applications Administrator from Rivermark Community Credit Union, been there up in Oregon. XDI leaves their folks wanting more each and every day. Check out their website and check out the video to the Chili Challenge. We're talking about it today. I'm not doing an April Fool's joke today because everybody's doing that. And we've never done what everybody else does, but it's worth asking. April Fool, Annual Fool, Generational Fool. Are you any of those things? Is your credit union becoming cliche? Because some of your tweets are becoming excessively cliche. As I like to say about credit union and the chatter class on Twitter, they have taken Twitter and turned it into the same meeting about the same things with the same people attending every single day. And oftentimes I'm a member of that chatter class. So we're going to talk about that and what's happening to LinkedIn. When people would ask me what LinkedIn was, I would say it is the grown-up version of Facebook, or it's Facebook for grown-ups, and that is starting to change. And we're going to talk to Ryan Claggett from GZO about that, because he said some things on LinkedIn over the past few weeks that I've agreed with, and so I think he and I are kind of on the same page, musical term, on the same page with that. So anyway, when credit unions do foolish things, they don't just waste time, by the way, they waste the members' money. Guess what, credit unions? You don't have one penny that you own. It's the members' money. And when you tell me, oh, GAC was a big waste of time, well, why did you go? Oh, that conference, it was a big waste of time. Then why did you go? Because you're wasting your members' money. So if you're tired of boring conferences, check out the video. It's right there on the episode page. The XDI Chili Challenge, you will not see enthusiasm like that at most, unless you go to one of our events that myself, Nike, and Scott do. You will see real excitement and enthusiasm at our events because, again, we don't do what other people do. Hey, we're going to talk about it. We got a lot on the show today. Dr. Troy Hall, PhD in global leadership, is off on his infamous spring cruise. He'll be out this Friday and next Friday. That guy takes more cruises than anybody I know, but he also one of the hardest working dudes in the banking biz. So when we get back from the break, we're going to go out to the great Commonwealth of Virginia. His name is Brian Claggett with GZO. I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying GZO. I'm so glad because details matter. Details matter to us on this show. It's all about musical metaphors. A flat is different than a sharp. An eighth note is different than a 16th note. A rest is different than something else. And so we'll join Brian right after this. Not a test. This is the real thing. Right down the road last night in San Antonio, the incomparable Toby Mac was in concert. Hey, his name is Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
It is
wonderful
so
here.
Good to finally have you on the show. Yeah.
I appreciate the applause.
Well, our studio audience, you know, they've been kind of bummed out because when Dr. Troy, they like Dr. Troy more than me. And so when he's not here, they're a little sad, but they'll get over it. They still get their dollar a day for being here. Hey, for folks who may not know, tell us just a bit about you and Jizya.
Well, first of all, I'm the chief marketing officer of Jizya. I've been in the banking space since the days of yore, which would have been 1986. So I'm also the designated old guy at Jizya. We're a personal financial management company with an emphasis on data and online engagement. Our big thing is helping financial institutions better engage their audiences both online and offline and leverage the data. We're all about helping banks and credit unions differentiate themselves because bluntly and frankly, they're typically pretty boring. And banking is very much of a chore, and we're trying to help banks and credit unions realize that banking is a chore and they can make it a little bit better and take some of the pain away from banking. So that's a little about us. My experience includes the dark side, which are banks, and the credit union world as well as the advertising world. So came into this company in 2009 when I decided to come on board. I've been working with Sean and Pete, the co-founders of the company, since then, and it's been a hell of a ride so far.
Yeah, you guys do great stuff. I enjoy watching all the stuff. You guys always put out great information, and what I like about it is you're always very, very honest with your thoughts about things out in the social space. It often irritates me that we're not considered a social media company. Eloquent Online is the most social media company because we talk to people all over the country. We talk to people that are doing cool and innovative things. But you said some things earlier this year that I really agreed with. And I want to start by reading this. This was punched up by she didn't post it. She liked it. And so it shows up in her feed. But we had this young lady on our show a couple years ago. Amanda Brenneman Brown was one of the winners of the Next Top Credit Union Executive Big Time Contest that CUSE puts on. And we've had a lot of those winners on the show. We had last year's winner on the show. But this was the picture, and this is where I want to start this conversation with you. It's a picture of some guy. I don't know who this is. It could be somebody very well known, a guy named Simon Sinek, I guess. He's got it's a black and white photo of him looking through his glasses, looking very intelligent and intense. And this is the quote. Now brace yourselves because you probably didn't know this. It says, "A team is not a group of people that work together. A team is a group of people that trust each other." Now, I don't know about you, Brian, but I don't know how I might have made it through my day yesterday without that gem. My complaint about this, I'm sure that has a place for some people somewhere, but it reminds me of those successories that you used to see in offices back in the 1990s. You know, teamwork, working together, we can make it happen. And it bugs me that LinkedIn is descending into the affirmation fest that you often find on Facebook. What are your thoughts?
Well, my favorite of those accessories is the cat reaching toward their goal. I like that one the most. And the other one, which is, you know, together each achieves more success. I remember that one. That's pretty much of a hoot, too. Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn is evolving, and it's not evolving for the better, and it's really not LinkedIn's fault. It's the LinkedIn community, which is, you know, people maybe, you know, like us and our peers and our friends and our coworkers and our competitors. And, you know, it's just becoming a lot of noise. I mean, when I got into the business, you know, LinkedIn was a way to create a, you know, a business presence and, you know, demonstrate a value proposition and, you know, network, good old-fashioned network.
Yep.
That involved, you know, not only connecting online, but ultimately, you know, having lunch, spending some time with a prospect, a vendor, or, you know, a peer, and, you know, really nurturing and developing a relationship. Now, all of a sudden, you've got these Facebook-like, you know, inspirational messages that are popping up. And, you know, ultimately what I'm doing is I'm filtering it out. The good news is there are a lot of filtering tools in LinkedIn, so you can, you know, get rid of it. But it creates a lot of noise. And, you know, when you have a lot of noise, you miss an opportunity to really, you know, create a lasting impression and a good message. So the changes that I'm seeing are not for the better as far as the way LinkedIn is being used.
Well, I'm going to agree with you right away, and I've got to look into some of those filters. I mean, a lot of it, you know, when I think about it, if you wake up in the morning and you check LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and maybe you want to read some news of the day, you can spend a lot of time doing that. And I totally agree with you. I know there are some people out there that probably enjoy these little affirmations. I just think they belong in a different, and you see this stuff on Twitter too. People figured out how to get out of that 140 character count by posting photos that have more characters in the photos than that. But I totally agree with you about the noise. Now, you work for a company and you have employees. Do you guys have a specific policy on how much time you spend every day looking through this stuff? Or is it just kind of everyone sort of knows the rules of the game and nobody gets too far outside the bounds of those rules?
Yeah, we're fairly self-disciplined. I mean, we've got some pretty bright people that understand, you know, that there's a certain balance that's got to be required, not mm-hmm. only in the time that they use, you know, on any social media platform, but also the content they provide. As far as the company, you know, voice, if you want to call it, you know, which comes from GZO.com, that's done by predominantly Amy Hibbert, our communications director,
yeah.
And she does almost all the Twitter, you know, messages from
right.
GZO,
yeah.
And then when I do one, I usually put my own initial on it. My own tweets are a blend of, you know, humor, reality, and, you know, anything to drive a little conversation. That's
yeah, they're
what
good.
I look for.
They're
yeah,
good.
To me, it's about dialogue and
stuff.
Conversation. It's not about broadcast and yeah. I do get frustrated when people use social media for simple broadcasting. You know what really bothers me is when people do a tweet telling you to go to their Facebook page. That drives me crazy. I saw one last night, and I'm not going to tell you which credit union was because, frankly, I can't remember. But I would tell you if I knew. They probably had six tweets between 6 and 7 p.m. last night that said simply, I posted something on Facebook, I think is
yes.
what it said. It was six in a row. It's like, that's not how it works. That's not conversation. That's really poor broadcasting.
I totally agree. Totally agree. By the way, please tell Ms. Hibbert, I enjoyed her article on Generation X. In fact, we're going to try to get her on the show the latter part of this month, because I do think the Generation X is kind of a weird generation. I'm part of it, and I know kind of maybe sometimes misunderstood and misrepresented in some cases, but I really did enjoy that. Hey, listen, I know you're leaving on a trip tomorrow. I wish you and yours safe travels. Go with God. Thank you so much. We gave you about, I don't know, 3 hours notice to be on the show today, and we really, really
no
do appreciate
problem.
It. Best of luck with everything at GZ. I really do appreciate you jumping on.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
All right, man. Brian Clyde, everybody. Good guy. Check out his stuff. Check out his stuff on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and stuff like that. Really, really good. Really, really good guy. Now, there's the studio audience. Somebody's asleep at the wheel. Hey, folks, speaking of Virginia, he's on his way to Virginia. I had to bring him in because it is, after all, April 1st, and he's my good buddy. Hey, Nike, how are you, pal?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jason. How are you, brother?
So good to have you on. You know, I was thinking about this. When I guess you said it was 2009 we went on that cruise.
2010.
It was 2010. 2010, Nike and I went on a cruise with the Q's. The Florida chapter of Q's had a cruise, a Caribbean cruise. I think it was a four-day cruise, a three-day cruise. And it was over Easter. It was over Easter weekend. I remember it started on April 1st. And I remember for a long time leading up to that, I thought you were playing a very elaborate prank on me. I really thought I was going to show up in Tampa and find out that it was just a big gotcha. Has anybody gotten you today with any kind of April Fool's joke?
Not so far yet today, but the day is still young.
Edwin Lopez at GTE Financial shared this morning that he had scored a minor movie role in a movie with Ben Affleck, and like an idiot, I congratulated him along with a bunch of other people. So I was April Fool this morning, not question mark, but exclamation point. You know, you use social media quite a bit, but your business is really on the business end of performance. In fact, you're on your way right now to do a performance, aren't you?
Correct, down in Richmond Coliseum. We're on our way
yeah.
down now, so meeting a couple guys down there as we speak. So.
Yep, and you'll have a bunch of people there. Do you find that you're using social media less than maybe you did before?
Absolutely. I think Ryan said it perfectly. Just every social media at this point is becoming very much noise and, hey, look at me, and not as much as you know, I find myself shying away from it more and more. Here and there, I'll post something as far as performance goes, but I barely sign in myself anymore because it's more. First of all, it's not just noise, but it's a lot of useless noise. And if it's not a hey, look at me, or look what I ate for lunch today, there's a lot of violence. There's like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the food post all the time. So, I mean, if you're a restaurant and that's your business, yes, I understand. But you know, when you're just posting a message to say I ate a hamburger at such and such, this is what it looked like. It just it kind of takes away. It's almost like oversaturating things that don't need to be saturated. So the information that's being put out there isn't necessary. So why pay attention to it at all? And then a lot of people I find. I was thinking the other day, you know, my generation is so tuned in to their devices all the time that they don't really take a second to look around at what's going on around them. But I feel like we don't really stand and fight for anything anymore. People like to look up fights for entertainment online and post video of violence. So it's not necessarily like anything informatic, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, listen, man, I hope you have a safe trip down. I know you're going to Virginia. I know you've got a big show coming up, and it's always so great to catch up with you. I'm glad it was a real cruise because we had a good time. I'll never forget sitting there on the Lido deck playing chess and just looking out at the beautiful Caribbean ocean. And, hey, buddy, I'll give you a call later today, but you travel safe, all right?
Excellent. I appreciate you.
All right, brother. Anytime, man. That's Nike Van Wyk, everybody. If you've never seen Nike, there's actually a picture of him on the episode page. Simply one of the most talented musicians I've ever met, ever in my life. I encourage you to jump out on YouTube and look him up. Some great, great stuff, some great, great coverage of him playing at a lot of big shows where he's from up in Allentown and upstate New York. And, of course, he plays all over the world. He performs all over the world. A very, very talented guy, but always brings a cool perspective from Gen Y. He told me a lot about the technology and the social media stuff that I used when I first met him way back in 2008. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get to a little more of this. April Fool, Annual Fool, or Generational Fool? Are you any of those things? Are you all of those things? You can answer that question all by yourself. We'll be right back after this. Absolutely right. I heard a story the other day on the radio that the Elvis folks out in Las Vegas are kind of going away. Again, generational. Speaking of generational things, the last thing we're going to play today is a very short 4 minute and 47 second example. It's April 1st. This is not an April Fool's joke, but it is Credit Union Youth Month. And credit unions will be doing all kinds of interesting things to intentionally engage their youth audience, and a lot of it will be what it is right now, what Brian and Knight correctly called noise. If you tweet something and it gets no responses, a very, very well-known credit union brand had to tweet something 36 times to get one response. I don't know if that's a great use. I think you need to ask yourselves the question, why did you get on Twitter in the first place? Why did you get on LinkedIn in the first place? What was the whole purpose of that? Why have we taken the most amazing socially communicative mediums and turned them into those accessories that we all used to revile? You know, you can still see them if you watch The Office. They're hanging up. They've become parodies. And now we've taken that. Maybe people need that. I don't know. Some people, I guess they just need to read something like that, that a group of people that work together aren't people that work together, but people that trust each other. Really? No kidding? I mean, I don't know how we survived as business and banking and marketing and creative and musical professionals without these gems of such an obvious nature that they can only be called noise. I got to ask Brian how these filters get to, it's just an affirmation filter because I never want to see another one. Hey, annual fool. You might not just get fooled today, like I did by Edwin Lopez. You might be getting fooled all year. All right, you might be getting fooled every time you go out to one of these credit union conferences, and it's the 10 steps to a better credit union. Our good buddies up at Filene put out an April Fool's joke today. They obviously spent a lot of time and energy on it, the whole unicorn cash in your pants thing. My question is, how are the results from that going to be any different than everything else they do? I've asked them over and over and over again for tangible evidence that their innovations, in air quotes, have led to ROI at credit unions, and I'm still waiting for an answer. So again, more noise from the people that are supposed to be, alleged to be, the most innovative among us. So this year, is 2016 really going to be another year of credit unions lamenting the fact that people don't know the difference between a bank and a credit union? The fact that many, many people going to the credit union today say, hey, honey, I'm going to the bank, and they go to a credit union. Why do credit unions keep doing – you know what foolish things are? Things that you keep doing over and over again. Generational foolishness. If you think people in Nick's generation, Generation Y, are going to sit there and search YouTube for a banking brand, you're getting fooled generationally. Now, there's never enough time to talk about this, and when we have a conversation about it, I want Dr. Troy to be here because he's the one who told me about this. But what I think is happening right now is if you Google something called the Strauss Howe, H-O-W-E, generational theory, you will find out about something called a fourth turning, that in the life cycle of a nationality like the United States, There is a generational cycle that when it gets to the fourth and that fourth cycle turns to a new cycle, that's when you really see all the crazy transformations and innovations and truly impactful political changes take place. I think that's what explains everything this year about the election and this tension that I'm seeing out there in the digital space where people are trying to figure out how we're going to use this amazing social communicative medium for the betterment of our brands. And instead of just saying nice things and pithy little things to one another, I would take a chance and look at that. Dr. Troy and I are going to have to do maybe a special broadcast about that because I really do believe that's what's happening. Don't be generationally foolish. I think we all kind of get locked into the mode that we're living in the most important time because, of course, we're living it. We all judge history based upon the time in which we're experiencing here on Earth, and I think that's a very, very normal thing. But I was an April Fool today. Edwin Lopez from GT Financial, he got me. He absolutely got me. But I'm not an annual fool. I try to do different things each and every year. The only things that we do consistently is not doing what other people do. And you're going to hear an example of that in just a second. And don't be generationally foolish. All right. I co-host a show for Cross Lutheran Church and School called The Crosscast, and I'm around Gen Y, not even the millennials, but Gen Next, Gen Z. And folks, they're not spending any time thinking about banking brands. I'm sorry. They're just not. If you want to get their attention, you have to go to where they are and share that information with them in a very, very wire-tight, thoughtful, engaging, and entertaining way. And that's a whole another show for a whole another time as well. Hey, folks, don't forget. Check out xdi.com, xraydeltaindia.com, and of course the video, the Chili Challenge. In that video, you see Bill Burney, CEO of Pacific Marine Credit Union, talking about the Chili Challenge. Well, because it's Credit Union Youth Month, they're going to do something very, very interesting this year. I know from experience, youth, I think when you're in your 20s and in your teens, in late teens, 18, 19, 20, that still constitutes youth. And so what they're going to do this month for the youth outreach is he's going to share some very, very – the word that keeps coming to me is fatherly advice on how not to start your young life making mistakes with money. And, of course, one mistake that a lot of students are making is they go from high school to college, get into crazy amounts of debt, and come out with a degree that has no tangible application in the working world. So instead, this is just an example. Mr. Burney is a retired – he's still a Marine, but he retired from the Marine Corps. You're always a Marine. And this is about four minutes and 47 seconds talking to young people that if maybe college is not the next logical step for them, what about considering the military? What about considering the military even if you're smart enough to go to college? There's lots of advantages, and he hits it all in less than 5 minutes. And so we're going to play that, and then we're going to end the show. Looking forward to a great month. We've had a great first quarter. Appreciate Brian Claggett from being on from GZO. I'm sorry I've been calling that GZO all these years. It's GZO. Nike Van Wyck, thank you so much for calling in. Again, big shout out to Natasha and Cypress. So interesting hearing the perspective of what it's like being a digital marketing professional in the European Union. You think we got regulatory problems here in the United States. Wait till we have her on the show and you hear what it's like to be part of the EU and all the things that go on there. Hey, folks, what are you going to do this month to intentionally engage youth? It's more than about cookies and counting contests and little piggy banks. Trust me. This is what one credit union is going to do. And guess what? They will know exactly how many people listened. They will know exactly how those people listened. Was it on Safari? Was it on Windows Media Player? Was it on a mobile device? Was it on Android? Was it on Apple Core Media? Remember, folks, if you can't measure your marketing, it's not marketing, it's guessing. And since it's not your money, it belongs to the credit union members, it's actually gambling. This is Bill Burney, and until next we speak, we'll talk to you guys soon.
All across America, credit unions are celebrating April as Youth Financial Literacy Month. There are so many options for young people today, so we sat down with the president of Pacific Marine, Bill Burney, and asked him, what about the military as an option for students after high school instead of college?
That's a great question, and I'll answer it in how I came to that decision. When I finished high school, it was a less than stellar academic performance. And so college for me at that time wasn't in my plan. It just wasn't an option available to me. And I joined the Marine Corps. And I'll tell you some of the benefits. I think everybody should join the military at some point. But I'll tell you why. First of all, in my case, it gave me adult supervision into my early adult years. It gave me an opportunity to get a little bit more maturity behind me, to get a little bit of discipline, because going to college requires discipline. I mean, you could be out partying or you could be studying, right? And most times you should be studying. So you need to get that kind of discipline. The other thing is, and that especially for young people today with how expensive everything is, you get the full advantage of all the benefits that being in the military affords you. For instance, free medical, free dental, free vision, you know, room and board, educational benefits. You know, they have the VA, the VA bill, GI bill, and all that stuff that's available for people. And then they have a lot of programs within the Marine Corps. For instance, I went on a program called, at that time it was called the Degree Completion Program, and I went to college at night while I was in the Marine Corps, and the Marine Corps gave me some time off to do that.
Great point.
I suspect that program is still there. And another thing that they're about to come out with is they're going to change their military retirement system to a blended program, which will allow a certain amount of money is going. The government's going to put a certain amount of money into an account for the active duty servicemen, and they get to put some money in there as well, and they get vested after 3 years of service. So right now, where you serve 20 years, and then you get a defined benefit after that, you have no vesting in that benefit. Whereas this case, you're going to get a defined benefit somewhat reduced from what it currently is, but you're also going to get the opportunity to put some money aside and be vested in that money if you don't go the full 20 years to retirement. So a lot of really, really great things, I believe, that come with joining the military, the job skills and all those sorts of things. For those students who are academically inclined and want to serve as an officer in the services, then they should probably talk to the service and see what sort of programs they might have available to them to help them get through college and then serve as an officer in whatever their selected service is.
Well, yeah, but you would agree with me that the Marines still have the best uniforms, right?
They have the best of everything.
As you heard Mr. Burney say, there are tons of opportunities in the military, not just for saving for college, but in some instances, the military will actually pay for your schooling, provided you commit to a certain number of years after you graduate. You can pick up real-world skills in the military, put aside some money for school, and of course, go to school sometimes while you're actively serving in the military. It is an election year. All the candidates are talking about the problem of student loan debt. If you're moving on to the university or a college, you're smart to look into all the scholarships and financial aid that's available to students. However, if it's not your first choice and you're thinking of doing something else, as you can hear, there are tremendous advantages to considering a career or an enlistment in the military. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast from Pacific Marine. Tune in all month as the President, Bill Burney, will be giving out some great tips on how to start off your financial life the right way. And don't forget, whether you're opening your first account or planning for your retirement, Pacific Marine Credit Union is there for you. Thank you for listening. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you soon.